Hey, it's your big sister. Can I come in? Actually, wait, no, I don't need to come in. I really just wanted to let you know that I'm making some Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes for a dinner tonight. Well, yeah, I'm making you some. It's just I haven't really seen you come out of your room all day, so I figured you might have been hungry. Yeah, you shouldn't shell yourself up like this. It's not good for the bones, you know, or your complexion. I'm being serious. Sunlight depression is a real thing, especially for our family. Humans need that vitamin D from the sun, you know? Yeah. Well, you should have been, at the very least, you should be taking a daily vitamin if you're gonna hole up like this. Is it okay if I come inside? Thanks.
Hey. Yeah, I know you always let me in, but I wanted to ask you anyway. This is your space. I'd hate to intrude, you know? Besides, I never know what you're doing in here, so it'd be weird if I just barged in. I wouldn't be walking in on anything. Why? What? What does that even mean? Oh, shit! Is this the limited edition skin? Sick. But wait, what did you mean by that? N. What is that, some like new term I don't know about? Oh wait, do you mean like No Nut November? I figured as much. That right there is exactly what I've been meaning to talk to you about lately. What do I mean? Well, how do I word this? Okay, I'm just gonna come right out and say it. I'm gonna be honest with you right now, okay? This is just something I've observed for the past 2 weeks, okay? It's nothing against you. It's just, listen, I know you've been like filling yourself with a bunch of activities to try and distract you from that, that urge. You're gonna make me spell it all the way out, to masturbate and everything, but I just don't think that's the right thing to do. I know every guy on social media is doing the whole, oh, you must reject temptation, remove all forms of temptation from your life, blah, 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 blah. Is that really right, think about it like this, okay? If you remove all signs and form of temptation from your life, then you're really not fighting temptation, are you? Now, here's how I see it, the only true way to genuinely fight temptation is to face it, give it no reaction. That means you need to keep the temptation around you, surround yourself in it, bathe in it almost. Imagine you're a fasting lion and a deer just walks by your den. Come on, your mouth is watering, salivating to eat. But the real test is not biting it and letting it be. Do you get what I mean when I say this? I figured it'd be hard to understand, so why don't I just show you? Don't be alarmed when I say this, okay? I want to teach you how to properly last through this, by helping you face your temptations, of course. Hey, I'm your big sister. I can't just sit idly by and watch you struggle through all 30 days when I know there are better ways to overcome this temptation. So just let me help you, okay? Will you let me help you? Good, okay. Just start by closing your eyes. Do you feel that? That's my hand rubbing your bulge. It feels nice, doesn't it? You're getting hard. I can feel it. And that's exactly what you want. You want to be turned on, you know, get aroused, but you don't. You don't want to act on it, okay? I'm gonna unbutton your pants now. I won't take your cock out. At least not yet, no. You see, there you go. That's the first sign of temptation coming at you. Why are you in such a hurry for me to free you from these boxers, little brother? Your job is to sit patiently and unreactive until I want to let it out. Okay? Okay. I'm just gonna rub over the fabric for now. I can feel you getting harder. You're not doing a good job at hiding it, no. But that's what this trial run is for, baby. Good job. I want you to do that, though. I want you to feel my hands grazing over this fabric, reaching to get it out. Now, I'll take it out. Ooh, do you feel that soothing cold air on your tip? It makes you hard, doesn't it? Yeah, I know. I can see that. What do I think? Think of what? Your size? I don't think that's important. That's not even what matters right now. Right now is all about teaching my sweet little brother about facing his temptations and you overcoming them. Isn't that right, sweet boy? Good, good, good. Now, I want you to go on your computer, turn on your most recent porn search in your incognito tab. Yeah, I know what sits in your incognito tab. You think I don't know? Come on. Who do you think dusts your keyboard when you're away? Good. Hentai. Interesting, interesting. Oh. No, it just goes to show how much you and I are really alike, you know? Brother and sister, we really are one. You're so much like your big sister. I prefer hentai too. It's just easier on the eyes, you know? Press play to that one, top one. There you go. Watch it. Press play. Oh, so this is what turns my little brother on. Why did I ask you to turn it on? This is how you're gonna fight it. I'm going to jerk you off myself. That way you don't have to. You feel your big sister's hand stroking your cock, sweet boy? Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Look at the video. You gotta watch it and feel me stroke you. Edging you, getting you close to coming. So that you can reject that sweet, sweet, sweet release and not come all over your big sister's hands. Feel the soft, gentle caress of your big sister's touch on your balls. Squeezing them while the other hand makes you use your tip. Begging to milk that cum out of you. But you're gonna be a good little brother and not come for me, right? Yes, you are such a good little brother. Perfect little brother. You're gonna take it like the good boy. I know you are. There you go. Good boy. Let your big sister teach you and guide you. Make you feel good. Make you feel so good. You want to come all over her hands. Have your cum dripping down your big sister's wrists. Coating my fingers with your cum. Oh, think about that, sweet boy. Think about that. Keep that temptation at the front of your mind, but only in your mind, okay? Never to act on it. Thrusting up into my hands. You must want me to go faster. You sure you can handle that? I don't want to push you. Do you think you can take more without coming, sweet boy? Not even pre-cum. You know that counts too. Can't have you spilling a drop of that cum on me. Not even a little bit. Well, if you think you can take it, your big sister is happy to give it to you. And just as an added test to your composure, how about this? You feel my tongue swirling around that of your cock? How my hand milks your shaft. How you holding up? I don't know, little bro. You look like you're sweating to me. What did I say? Don't look at me. Look at the hentai. God boy, God boy. Don't mind me. Don't mind me. Don't mind me. If you can manage not to come with my lips wrapped around this cock, I'm sure my little brother can withstand almost anything. That's a good boy. Look at you. Taking that big sister's throat like a pump. I'm surprised. You haven't even reached to grab my hair once. That's a sign of resilience. Because let's be honest. I know you want to so, so bad. Wanna grab a fistful of my hair? Push your cock in the back of my throat. Cup my cheek with your gentle hand and look me in the eye while I throw you all the way to the beach. But you haven't even glanced at me since I told you not to. Guess you can be a good boy after all. Such a good boy. I know that feeling against my tongue. You're feeling like coming, aren't you? Twitching in my mouth, bucking your hips ever so slightly. Keep it calm, though. Don't want you coating your big sister's throat with your hot cum, now, do you? You'd never, never in a million years even think of holding me by the back of my head. Holding my head in place while you paint my tongue with your own. That's not what you're planning, right? Because you want to be a good boy for your big sister and Tiki, yeah? Because you want to be a good boy for your big sister and Tiki, yeah? Oh, so be a good little brother and take it. Man, that was good. I can hear your breathing starting to pick up for a second there. But you held it strong. Good job, little bro. Good job. You did a lot better than I thought you would. At least the best somebody could do for a simple throw fuck. But you maybe have been able to withstand my tongue, but I mean, come on, let's be honest. That's no real test, is it? The real test comes, well, technically not comes, but the real test begins when you have to fight your true primal urges. What do I mean? Easy, I'll show you. Oh, and you can turn that off now. You won't be needing it any longer. Come with me. Come here. I'll lay back, and you take off my shorts and panties. You like what you see? I can tell you do. You won't take your eyes off of it, which is not a good sign, little brother. Hey. What did I say? You're supposed to fight the temptation. Good. Now, for your final test of faith, if you can actually manage not to cream pie me, then you win. And you've successfully overcame all of your temptations. Are you up for the challenge? Is that something you really think you can handle? I don't know. You've never felt the inside of my pussy before. I mean, come on. You have no idea how tight I am. How fast I can make you want to come. But you're about to find out. And to make matters even harder, you're going to do all the work. I'm going to lay on my back with my legs spread eagle for you. And you're going to fuck me and try not to come. Well, of course not. It would be too easy for you if I fucked you. Come on. Now, come on. Slap it against my folds. Feel how wet your big sister is. Gently slide it in and out. Here we go. Yes. Now, all the way in. Don't pull out, don't pull out. Don't pull back, bottom out on your big sister. Yeah. Oh, I'm so full. Oh, you feel how tight I am, sweet boy? How my walls clench and pulsate around you. Now start thrusting. Oh, come on. You can do better than this. This is a fight against temptation. What do I gotta grab you by the hem of your shirt and make you fucking push into me properly? Do it like this. Oh, there you go. There you go. Come on. Fuck. Come here, lean forward. Lean forward, come here. Stay down here with me. Stay down here with me. I want you to nestle your face in my neck so you can hear front and center my moans and whimpers as you pound your cock into me. This is usually what breaks guys right here. Being inches deep inside the tightest and wettest pussy they've ever felt. And then hearing the sweet mules in their ear like music. It's enough to make a man come immediately if I told him to. What if I told you to? If I told you to come for me, won't you be able to fight? I don't think you can go faster. Let's see you prove it. Oh, fuck. God, I'm so close. God, my little brother's cock is so glorious. Fucking into me so nice and deep. I want you to come for me. Please come for me, baby boy. I'm so close. I want to come with you. Don't you want to be a good boy? Look at me. Don't you want to be a good boy? Come with your big sister and come with me. Don't you want to be a good boy? Don't you want to be? Look at me. Don't you want to be a good boy for your big sister and come with me? Spread your cum all over my walls and breed me. Yeah. You want to breed your big sister, yeah? I know you do. That's why you're moaning and thrusting into me so erratically. You want to come inside me so bad. And I want to come with you. I want to squirt all over your cock while I wrap my legs around you and make you come deep in me and breathe me. Please breathe me, little girl, please. I need you so bad. So give it to me. Go with me, please. Please, please, please. Please come with me, little girl. Look at me. Look at me. Please come. Please come. Come now. If you're gonna come now, cause I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Holy shit, I really squirted. Fuck. I can't believe you actually didn't come. Even when I was coming and squirting, you still didn't come. God. I mean, that usually breaks every guy. Wow. You're a lot more resilient than I thought you were, little bro. I gotta hand it to you. Oh, this is a mess. You can borrow my blanket tonight and I'll use the spare. It's the least I can offer up after soiling yours. We should probably get cleaned up, yeah?